beginning at the 15th verse. John, the 21st chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Give me just 5 minutes of your time. Let me talk to you under the theme, "What's Love Got to Do?"
Come on, Bishop.
Touch your neighbor before you take your seat and tell them, "What's love?"
Yes.
But you've got to learn how to love each other perfectly. Watch this now. You can only love him imperfectly for the sacrifice that he made, but you've got to learn how to love each other perfectly for the sacrifice that you have to make. Y'all not going to help me preach. You've got to learn how to love one another as perfectly as you can. I've got to learn that I've got to love God as only I can love God. But I've got to love you as only God can love you. Which means that sometimes loving you ain't easy. Yeah. I wish I had the right church for this today.
Love,
perfect love,
yeah,
that sacrifices,
right,
for
attempts, watch this now, to stop Jesus from dying. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus tells Peter, get behind me, Satan, because you are an offense to me. This is the same dude that in Luke 22, Jesus says, Peter, Satan has asked for you to sit to you as weak.
Yeah.
Peter is upset. I'm almost done. Peter is upset that Jesus Christ probably has now found out that he's denied him. And he hovers over the hot coal and he denies Jesus three times. After he denies Jesus three times, Jesus dies, he resurrects, and now, according to John, meets him at the seashore. Peter must be feeling so bad about denying Jesus that he says to the rest of his brothers, I'm going fishing. Remember, fishing was where Jesus found him. And some of us have the propensity that when we think we fail God, we go back. I am preaching in the Holy Ghost. Some of us are sitting up in bed going, oh, this ain't worth it. I tried Jesus. I tried the church. I tried to be good. But I'm just too bad. And we go back, right back to the place where he found us. We go right back to the gossiper. We go right back to the all crazy person that we were. And there Jesus comes back and finds Peter. Peter, I told you that you will be a fisherman of men, but I did not intend that you would go back to where I delivered you from. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't go back now. You can't go back. You're here now. You might as well stay. You can't go back to who you used to be. You can't go back to doing what you used to do. You're here. You might as well stay. Problems, but I'm going to stay. Tribulation, but I'm going to stay. All kinds of hell, but I'm going to. Peter, am I preaching all right? I got 2 minutes. Peter goes out there and starts fishing, right? Fishing all night and can't find nothing. If you go back, there will be nothing that will satisfy you. Lord, this is good preaching. There'll be no amount of alcohol that you drink that will be satisfied. No amount of sexing that you do that will be satisfied. No amount of garbage that you do will be satisfied. And he goes back. And there Jesus says, did you catch any fish?
Jesus. Yeah.
best.
Uh-huh. Come on, Bishop. Come on.
For fishermen, you do remember this is the same Jonah that when Jesus was walking on the water, and he said, "Let me to come," and he was walking on the water, he saw a great tempest and almost drowned. Had it not been for Jesus, Peter would have drowned.
Yeah.
asking for?
Come on.
Jesus, I can't love you like that. Not right now, I can't.
Come on now.
Come on.
Well,
I'd rather you be real.
Come on, Michelle. Come on. Thank you, God.
Than fake. Can you love me without cussing? Jesus, I'm going to try. I'm going to try, but you know that one person that get on my boat my last year. Now, I'm going to try the hardest that I can. But if it slip out, it don't mean that I don't love you. I just got to grow in love. He says, okay, okay, I understand. I understand. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to tend to my lambs. But what he's saying is your response determines who you're hanging out with. You do know that lambs are not sheep. They're young sheep. Oh, I ain't nobody here. That's why they're lambs. He says, you ain't ready yet for the sheep. I got you as a lamb yet, but I want to ask you again. Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, now I just told you, God, that I won't smack anybody in the face on purpose, but if I do, I need you to understand that I still love you. Is that you living right now?